And 6:06, it is overcast, 34 degrees this morning in Tulsa, headed to 43 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is Sequestration Day, a Tulsa organization recognized for excellent pre-kindergarten education programs prepares for the federal cutbacks.
Sequestration cuts should not have any immediate impact on services provided to low-income families by Community Action Project in Tulsa. Executive Director Stephen Dow says the help agency has contingency plans should federal funds be cut.
We're very committed and have been planning for this possibility. So we will not be interrupting services at all. We will continue to do all of the services that we are currently operating throughout the rest of the time period for the foreseeable future.
CAP manages early childhood education centers and Head Start programs in Tulsa and provides other services to those in low-income categories. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa's police chief lays out his plan to increase staff before the city council yesterday. Chief Chuck Jordan told councilors he wants to increase the number of officers out on the beats.
I'm trying to get to get us to 830 officers total by mid fiscal year 2015.
Right now, Tulsa has 779 sworn officers. A staffing study back in 2008 recommended over 900. Another public hearing is held last night on a proposed $38 million Tulsa School technology bond issue. The meeting was at the East Central High School. Ellen Decker is the district's media and library services director. She says the issue will help get more computers into the classroom.
This will help us achieve a computer ratio of one computer per every three students at a minimum. We know from our teacher surveys indicated that they wished they had a computing device for every student. We won't get there in this bond, but we're well on the way.
The measure could be on the May ballot. It would increase property taxes by about $3 a month on a $100,000 home. There have been four more flu deaths in the state and another 41 people hospitalized in the past week. The state health department released the stats yesterday. The Tulsa Health Department's Caitlin Snyder.
You know, remain vigilant about flu prevention, you know, and then just take the, you know, general precautions against the flu.
That includes washing your hands with soap and water and staying home if you're ill. One of the new deaths was here in Tulsa County. A settlement in the brutal Precious Doe killing means the Department of Corrections must now notify DHS in cases of incarcerated women who give birth in prison. Sarah Poston is an attorney for Larry Green, whose daughter Erica was brutally murdered after her mother was released from prison.
A settlement that's in everyone's favor, really. We're very grateful that the agencies were willing to change their policies and procedures.
Now DHS must work with the inmate to choose a placement for the infant and evaluate that choice. A National Transportation Safety Board report says investigators were unable to pinpoint the exact cause of a plane crash that killed Oklahoma State's women's basketball coach and three others. The probable cause report says investigators could not determine why the pilot lost control of the aircraft during a flight from Stillwater to Little Rock back in 2011. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy today with a high of 43. Clouds tonight to 24 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine but cold, a high of 42. Sunday, windy and warmer with a high of 60. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, it's overcast and 34. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.